Our scripture reading for this morning is found in the book of Romans, chapter 13, and beginning with verse 1. And here's what we read. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Here ends our scripture reading for this morning. Please be seated. I don't know about you, but I am sure glad that the election cycle is over now. Right? I was exercising remote control on Sunday watching the football game. Every time a commercial would come on with a political ad, I would change it to another channel momentarily because I just couldn't stand to listen anymore to one candidate deliberately distort the record of another, right? Some of these guys are clearly dishonest. And yet, St. Paul says to submit to the authorities. Submit yourselves, or he says, actually, if you read the New International Version of this passage, it says this, that first verse, everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. I would like to provide four reasons why that is the case this morning, why it is necessary for you and me to submit ourselves to the governing authorities. First, because the authorities have been established by God. That's exactly what our lesson says here, right? And we heard that yesterday, didn't we, in chapel, that the government has been established by God, the kingdom of the left. Established by God. Now, why? Well, to bring order to a sinful society. But we want to distinguish, that is to make this distinction between the authority of the office and the person who holds the office, don't we? Sometimes wicked people will choose wicked leaders to lead them, and then they get the government that they deserve, don't they? Whole societies have declined and then disappeared because of that willingness to have wicked leaders over them. But that does not negate that principle that God has laid down here in his word, that you and I are to submit ourselves to the governing authorities until, and we heard this yesterday also, until they command us to go directly against the word of God. And then we take a stand and we say, no, I will not disobey God just to obey you. So reason number one to obey the authorities, the governing authorities, is because the government has been established by God. And in obeying our laws and obeying our leaders, we are obeying God. The second reason to obey the governing authorities, we mentioned it already, is this, because it brings order to a sinful society. That's one of the reasons God gave the Ten Commandments, isn't it? Was to curb outward bursts of evil in society and in our own lives, right? Imagine, if you would, just for a minute with me, that you lived during the time of Noah. What was it like back then? Well, the Bible tells us what it was like back then in the book of Genesis, and it says this. It says the earth was corrupt in God's sight and full of violence. Imagine that you were trying to raise your family in that environment. Imagine you were trying to protect your wife in that kind of environment, full of violence. Well, God establishes government to bring order to sinful people, right? And that's reason enough to obey the governing authorities. But you know what? Every time you break the law, every time I break the law, whether it's a traffic law or a shoplifting law or tax law or whatever law it is, you know what? We are directly contributing to that lawless society, our own self. And so that's the second reason to obey the governing authorities, is so that we don't contribute to that lawless society. Another reason we ought to submit to the governing authorities is that it is a witness to our Lord Jesus Christ of the kind of people that we are. We belong to Him. We're Christians. The first part of Christian is Christ. We're witnesses to Him. We're His people, right? And believe it or not, there are people watching, maybe your neighbors, non-Christians, who watch from time to time the behavior of Christians. And wouldn't it be a shame if my neighbors drew a conclusion from me that Jesus just doesn't make much difference in my life, that He really can't be all that important. So the third reason to submit myself to a governing authority is because it's a witness to my Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a fourth reason to obey the authorities, and that is because it is what Jesus did. In the Garden of Gethsemane, He could have resisted the guards who came for Him, couldn't He? He could have used His divine power, and they couldn't have done a thing about it. They would not have been able to hold Him when they came for Him. But He willingly went with them. He willingly submitted to their beating. It was unjust. You talk about a lousy government. Good grief. Think about that one. It was completely unjust that they would beat Him the way they did, that they would put the crown of thorns on Him, that they would humiliate Him the way they did. But He submitted, finally submitting to the cross itself. An extraordinarily unjust government, but He submitted to it. And He did it because He wanted you. He wanted you to be His own and live with Him in His kingdom forever. And so He submitted to that governing authority. And He did that because of you, to wash away your sins and your conniving to get around the laws that you don't like. And whether it's the laws of the government or the laws of your parents or the laws of the school or whatever, He has washed away that sin. He took that sin to the cross. He paid for all of it with His own blood. And now you are free from that guilt. And you're also free to follow Him in obedience to the governing authorities. May God grant that for you and me. And may His peace, the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Would you please bow your head with me? Dear Father, we thank You that unto the present time You have granted us peace and graciously spared us from foreign dominion. Now we ask that You would graciously let us continue to live in Your fear according to Your will, giving no cause for wars or other punishment. Govern and direct our leaders that they may not hinder the obedience that is due to You, but maintain righteousness so that we may enjoy happiness and blessing under their government. We ask for that, Lord, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.